We're at the Alexandra Stadium here in Birmingham. We've just had the men's 100 metre T11 T12 final. This was for the medals. I'm joined by England's Zach Shaw, who is the owner of a brand new shiny silver medal. Well done, Zach.
Thank you very much.
So a really tight race there, just 0.07 seconds I think it was between you and the winner. That is so marginal, so tight.
Yeah, it is. I wanted to win, I'm not going to lie, I really did, but it's a tough sport, so I'm proud of the silver medal.
And you should be as well. The crowd really behind all the athletes there. It is bouncing out there. Do you get a bit of a buzz from that? Does that give you a bit of extra wind in the sails?
Do you know what? At the start, I was locked and loaded. I wasn't really focusing on it. And with my eyesight, to be honest, I can't really see it. It's just a lot of noise. So, yeah, I tried to kind of block that out and taking the atmosphere at the end.
So close. And again, I suppose it's something to push for next, isn't it? You know it's within reach now for your next races.
Yeah, of course. I mean, to have the belief to go on the and perform, to get on the podium, it takes a lot of belief. So I'm proud of myself for backing myself to get there, because in this sport it's tough. You can be in the best physical shape of your life, but if mentally you're not prepared to back yourself to get on that podium, you can't do it. And it does take a lot, but yeah, I'm happy and I can go eat some pizza now.
Hey, what's the training regime like for you in an average week then?
It changes throughout the year. I mean, the winter's horrible, it's cold, you're on the hills, you're running outdoors 9 a.m. every single day, and it does take a lot of mental strength to kind of lock and load to where you need to be in the summer. But you know, I don't do the sport because I get a big paycheck at the end. Like I've got this medal, I'm not going to get a bonus from a sponsor, I don't have any. It's purely for the love of the sport.
What got you into the sport in the first place? Was athletics something you wanted to do, or did something bring you in?
Do you know what? I didn't realise being visually impaired was a disability, to be honest. It was only when I was probably 17, 18, I actually realised, like, wow, this... Because the way it's marketed, you see the amputees, you see the wheelchairs, you don't really... At the time, I didn't realise that what I have is actually a disability. So, yeah, it's when I kind of got that, I was like, do you know what? I'm good at sports, then I'm good at this, let me try it. And it took me a little while to get the maturity to kind of put the work in, because I was quite young and didn't realise how hard you had to work. When we talk about this, when you take me back, actually, it makes me a bit, not emotional, but to think of where I started and where I was to here now, it kind of does, yeah, bring it home a lot.
But we try to encourage people with all sorts of sight condition to get into sport and activities, not just for, you know, to become athletes or Paralympians like yourself. You know, it could be just the social aspect, that it could be for confidence building. Yeah. Sport does so much, and you mentioned the mental side as well.
Do you know what? For everyone that's listening who has a visual impairment or knows someone with a visual impairment, which I'd assume would be 95% of the people listening to this, sport has changed my life in so many ways. And I'm not talking about having a fancy flag around my neck now or a medal. It's changed my life in the way that it's given me confidence. And when you do sport, you realise that you have a level playing field in life. When I'm standing on the start line now against these people, We're all equals, 100 metres in the race. And when you get into sport, and especially like the disability sports that are out there now, it gives a new lease of life, because you do realise, like, so many times in life you feel at a disadvantage when you're in a supermarket crossing a road. Sport's the one place you can feel equal.
We talk about the Commonwealth Games, the Paralympics and the Olympics. You know, obviously the size of the Olympics and Paralympics, it'd be difficult to have them together, but the Commonwealth Games, what I like about it, about being here and watching it and so on, it is that inclusion. You're out there with everyone. There's people don't see really as a difference, I think, when they're in the stadium and they're cheering for you.
Do you know, we fight a lot with disabilities in para sport to try and get equality, and I'm not going to lie, people, we do moan and we do kick off. You have to appreciate the moments and say well done and congratulations when they do include it and do make it inclusive. And here at Birmingham, I mean, I was at Gold Coast 4 years ago and it was included. And it was good, it was a big step, and I was like, wow. But here at Birmingham, I think there's only 3 finals on tonight. There's the T11-12 visually impaired finals, a wheelchair final, and there's 110 hurdles. So these people, the way they've marketed it, these people are buying tickets to watch 2 disability finals, which I think is mad. There's 30,000 people here, and there's only 1 able-bodied final tonight. I'm like, it's special, it is.
They're here for you guys, and that is something that's really special. What's next for you, apart from the pizza, of course?
A burger, to be honest. What's next for me? That's a good question. I probably need to let this sink in, to be honest. I do have a race planned in 10 days.
Wow.
So, do you know, and the reason why is because after these championships, you have a big come down. You do, you have the best moment of your life. You go back to your bedroom and you're within your 4 walls, you don't have a big crowd, the adrenaline sinks, and it is a big come down. So for me, I'm trying to race over the next month to almost still give myself little aims, because I don't want to have that big crash, because a lot of athletes have it and go into depressive states. So I want to race in 10 days. After that, we've got World Championships next year, and if I get selected, and the Paralympics the year after, again, hopefully I get selected.
Well, talking of inclusion, Zach, no, I'm a Scotsman, I was cheering for you. Well done on the medal, it's well deserved, and good luck, and we'll keep in touch, and thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Appreciate it, and hopefully you'll be cheering for England in the World Cup too.
Well, we'll see.
No, thank you for that.